He heard her giggle as Sloane did his best to charm her, much different from the husky, sensual laughter she had shared with him during their night together. She'd never divulged her age to him, but as an ex-vice cop, he knew she wasn't as young as she looked today. She had been too sophisticated and experienced with him, and no one under the age of 21 had been allowed to participate in the speed dating event. So what the hell was she doing here? And why was she pretending to be so young? He quickly flipped through his memory, recalling what she had told him about being a journalist conducting research for an article on dating trends. So she was a reporter of some sort. Was she there to interview Stephanie Diaz on her debut at the gallery? If that was the case, Nicole's youthful appearance and the way she was subtly flirting with Sloane didn't jive with what he'd expect of a journalist. Suddenly feeling on edge, he set his half-empty glass of champagne on a passing tray. This whole scenario didn't sit well with Nathan, and he needed a better handle on the situation and Nicole's reasons for being here before confronting her. And he would confront her, just as soon as he could get her alone. He casually moved behind the duo so that he wasn't in their line of vision, but remained close enough to hear their conversation while he stared at another piece of artwork. Sloane was currently complimenting Nicole on how lovely she looked, and she ducked her head demurely at his indulgent praise and murmured a bashful thank you. Yet another reaction that belied the confident woman he had met 2 weeks ago.
"I'm Preston Sloane," the other man said, introducing himself as he extended his hand for her to shake, undoubtedly a calculated move to touch her.
She slid her smaller palm against his, and Nathan watched as Sloane slowly stroked his thumb along the back of her hand, a very inappropriate caress between a man in his 50s and what appeared to be a teen. Sloane was attracted to Nicole in her teenage facade, and that knowledge made Nathan's stomach turn with disgust and solidified the urgency of forging a friendship with Sloane so he could rescue Angela.
"I'm Nikki,"
she replied softly, then withdrew her hand with just the right amount of shyness. Nikki, a girl's nickname. Oh yeah, she was definitely up to something and playing Sloane in the process.
"Are you enjoying yourself this evening, Nikki?"
Sloane asked, his voice warm and inviting. Nicole nodded and met Sloane's gaze, somehow managing to appear flattered by his attention.
"Very much. I love photographic art and can spend hours in an art gallery. After graduating from high school next year, I'm hoping to attend the Art Institute here in Vegas."
"High school?" Nathan would have laughed at the tale she was weaving if the situation weren't so damn serious.
"That's an outstanding goal."
Sloane smiled, and this time the slight curve to his lips held a hint of seduction, as if he was testing how she'd respond to the unspoken overture.
"You know, I have quite a large collection of rare artwork that I'd love to show you sometime, if you're interested."
"Oh, wow, I would love that," she said,
her voice expressing her enthusiasm.
"Excellent."
Sloane looked pleased with her easy acquiescence, obviously believing he had just cajoled a pretty young thing one step closer to his lair. He retrieved a business card from his wallet and handed it to Nicole.
"Here's my private phone number. Give me a call when you're free for a few hours, and I'll send a limo to pick you up and bring you to my estate. I have an entire room devoted to some of the most amazing artwork you'll ever see."
Nicole tucked the card into the small purse hanging over her shoulder, while still managing to project a wide-eyed innocence.
"Thank you. I really appreciate the offer. I'll see what I can do about giving you a call this weekend."
"That would be great."
He winked at Nicole, and she blushed of all things. And just like that, Nicole was in. Nathan's jaw clenched in irritation. He was more than a little pissed at Nicole's appearance and whatever game she was playing with Sloane. The last thing he wanted was her obstructing his case or inadvertently blowing his cover if she saw him. She had the ability to screw up the groundwork he had already established with Sloane, and he refused to allow that to happen, which meant he had to find a way to take control of the situation pronto.